It's Sunday, the 15th of June, 2014. I'm Ruth, also known as the Geek Mummy, and this is episode 15 of App Talk, the daily podcast that I'm producing for the Audiomo Challenge. I'm recording a new podcast every day during June, and in each podcast I'm talking about my favourite apps and making app recommendations. So today, I actually changed my mind about what I was going to talk about today based on an email that I received earlier. I am signed up to a few mailing lists, actually, but the one I get most of my good information from is a website called smartappsforkids.com. That's all words. And I'm signed up to their daily email alerts, and they send out huge alerts for apps that have reduced, apps that have gone free, apps that are recommended. And today they recommended an app that I actually got a hold of the last time it was free, and they alerted to the fact that it had gone free again. And I thought I really should talk about this one. It's worth talking about, especially as it's gone free. So the app I'm going to talk about is called Fergus Ferry HD. It's developed by Snowball Press. It's available on both iOS and Android. On the iOS side of things, it's a universal app. It'll run on your iPhone, your iPad, and your iPod Touch. It just requires iOS version 4 or later. So those who are still running the original iPads, it will run on your original iPad. Android, obviously, you have to check your device compatibility on the store, because there are many more devices to check. Current pricing, it's currently free on iOS and 54p on Android. I'm not sure about the history of the Android pricing at all, but that iOS price has been reduced until the end of June only from £59.99. So this is on iOS. It's usually a very expensive app. I'll give you an idea a little bit later on as to why it's that expensive, but the reason I'm talking about it now is because it's free until June the 30th, and obviously the recommendation I'm making is that it's worth grabbing while it's free. So thanks to smartappsforkids.com for the alert, and obviously if you're interested in getting app alerts like that, I strongly recommend that you subscribe to their mailing list or check out their blog on a regular basis. So what is Fergus Ferry HD? Fergus Ferry HD is a collection of 24 original stories about Fergus the Ferry, along with some absolutely beautiful illustrations. And there's all sorts of details inside the app as to the author and why he wrote the stories. But basically, the author used to commute on a ferry, and he started telling stories to his six-year-old son, and that's how the stories of Fergus arrived. And eventually he wrote them down and turned them into real books. So it's essentially a collection of the 24 Fergus the Ferry stories, all of which are lovely picture stories with a nice rhyming flow. I don't know if that's the correct word, but yeah, it's nice rhythmic rhyming stories. Good picture book length, you know, a couple of sentences on each page, that kind of level. Within the app, you can either choose to have the story read to you, and if you do that, it's actually the author himself who reads, and my UK English followers will be pleased to know he reads with a UK English accent. Or there's a read it myself option for children who are learning to read and more confident readers. Alongside the 24 original stories, there's a Fergus game where you get to drive Fergus around and pick up passengers and avoid obstacles and things. And there's also a whole section of information for parents and for teachers. So in terms of the parent information, the author has written about the origins of Fergus the Ferry, right, why he wrote the story. And then for each of the 24 stories, he lists them out and explains the theme or the main message of each story, because each story has a little moral or a message behind it. In terms of the teacher information, there are talking points and activities for each story. So again, a bit of background to the stories and then some information that might be useful for teachers. The app has got full voiceover instructions, so even little non-readers can access the app, and it will make clear what they need to do. So it's very accessible, very easy for preschoolers and toddlers. What I like about it, I love the quality of the app. It's beautifully made. The stories are good. The illustrations are beautiful. It's a nice collection of 24 themed stories. Obviously, I'm particularly drawn to it because I have a transport-loving preschooler. He likes anything to do with any kind of mode of transport, so it was an immediate easy hit for this one. It's very easy for toddlers and preschoolers to navigate. I think in the app description it says it's aimed at ages 2 to 6, which is absolutely spot on. That's where I would put it. Is there anything I think could be better about this app? Well, generally I would say the price, because you know, $59.99 is a lot to spend on an app. And all right, you can argue that there are 24 books, so that's just over £2 a book. Can't do the mental arithmetic that quickly. But, you know, if you think of it in terms of the books, then maybe that's fair. But I'm not sure, you know, that probably compares for printed books, but I'm not sure that compares for digital books so well. So generally, I have to say, I wouldn't recommend this app at full price. But when it's free, I wholeheartedly recommend it, and I don't think there are any downsides to it. So my verdict is it's a lovely set of stories, a really nicely made app, nicely put together, and definitely worth grabbing whilst it's free. So all the information I've given out within this podcast is correct, or as correct as I can get it at the time of recording. But stuff changes really quickly on the App Store. It changes all the time. So please check compatibility with your device and check prices before making any purchase based on my recommendations. You can find all other episodes of App Talk at audioboo.fm/geekmummy, or you can head over to my blog where they all live as well, which is www.geekmummy.com. Thank you so much for listening, and I will talk to you all again tomorrow.